Doesn't like you better than drinking. Or ads for alcohol. Liquor advertising is the only advertising who knows who they're selling to. They don't pretend. They're just like, hey, you're only fun when you have this in you. You better drink up, drunkie, come on! Woo! You don't see Cheetos coming out going, hey, man boobs, Cheetos, let's go! Come on, fat ass! Crack a bag! Every liquor advertiser, we have billboards everywhere in Los Angeles for alcohol, and they're the saddest short stories you've ever seen. There's one for Dewars. Oh, Dewars, that's tasty, isn't it? Fuck yeah. There's a big sweaty glass of Dewars up on the billboard, but then the tagline says, Dewars, at least one thing will go smoothly today. What the fuck happened to your life, if that's how you think of Dewars? Just some guy, I fucking hate my job, I can't stand fucking that hedgehog of a wife anymore, but you're my buddy, Dewars, yeah! You're my buddy, I'm gonna sneak you into the movies in my tummy, girl. And there's another billboard for Jamie Scotch. This is a billboard, by the way. Billboards! And it says, J&B Scotch, the antidote to road rage. Yes, before you get behind the wheel of an automobile, make sure that every tissue in your body is soaked in fine cascade J&B Scotch. J&B Scotch before you drive. TV ads were fucking great for alcohol. There was one for that Martini and Rossi Asti Spumante shit back in the 80s, and it's like a party, and everyone's dancing, having a good time, and the camera's whipping around and asking people, hey, why are you drinking Martini and Rossi? And this guy goes, because it's Tuesday. That's what a wino says. A wino says that. Hey, why are you jerking off in the mailbox in front of the Chick-fil-A? Hey, motherfucker, I found a $20 bill in a pile of dog shit. I took it down to the tap and cap and said, set him up, country music, it's party night! Then they run over to this hot chick and they go, hey, why are you drinking Martini and Rossi? And she goes, because he said he would call me back and he called me back. See, normally I fuck everything that hoes into my field of vision, but this guy's new in town and doesn't know my reputation as the town jizz jar, and he's gonna try to start a relationship. I'm gonna try to kill a few brain cells and block out the memory of when I fucked that softball team in the abandoned hospital. Thanks, Martini and Rossi, for nothing! I gotta get a girlfriend.